Thank you, Mike. And I'm going to continue on this thrips issue with a project myself and Mike Taves, as well as Jeremy Green at Clemson, started this past year, and looking at or trying to identify critical periods of early season thrips control. I'm not going to go through much on the general information on thrips, as Scott did cover some of that, but one thing I will say is that in Georgia, or in the Southeast in general, we get a very consistent yield response to using at-plant insecticides. Over 90% of the time, in Georgia at least, it's a positive economic return from using one of our recommended at-plant insecticides. Now, one of the things we did several years ago is we actually tried to correlate actual numbers of thrips or thrips infestations per plant with yield. Now, a lot of us in this room have seen thrips and seen cotton seedlings that have really been beat up pretty significantly by thrips, but it's just incredible how these seedlings can recover from thrips injury. Sometimes it looks a whole lot worse than it may be. In other situations, though, we may see where we do observe significant yield impacts from these thrips conditions. And I think the environment plays a tremendous role in these plants' ability to recover from these thrips infestations. But if we look at this graph, and again, this is from a few years ago where we actually tried to correlate the number of thrips per plant with a decrease in yield. And historically, we've counted thrips in all of our trials at 2, 3, and 4 weeks after planting. And if we just look at the red line, that would represent the relationship of thrips at 2 weeks after planting versus yield reduction. You can see the slope of that line is much steeper than the blue line, which represents thrips populations at 3 weeks after planting, or the green line would represents thrips populations at 4 weeks after planting. What that means, the steeper the line, that's the greater the negative the impact of thrips have in terms of yield. Intuitively, we all know that. We all recognize the importance that thrips, or the damage potential of thrips, is much greater very early in that seedling's development. But we don't have a real high correlation. You can see the R-squared with those little regression lines 2 weeks after planting was only about 0.26. Now, one of the reasons we are trying to better understand how thrips impact yield is that we're really concerned about excessive applications of insecticide on seedling cotton in Georgia. Thrips damage is very easily observed. It's very easy to add an insecticide when you're going across that field making herbicide applications. We've really preached to our growers to avoid these automatic sprays, you know, at 4 or 5 leaf stage if we're going over that cotton with glyphosate. If we make these unneeded sprays, we believe there's potential to flare other pests. We heard earlier about potentially flaring spider mites. We know we can potentially flare cotton aphids. So our primary objective in this trial, and again, this was the first year that we're reporting on, was just to try to better define these plant development stages, which are most vulnerable to yield loss from early season thrips. Now, I've listed our treatments. We actually had two locations where this trial was established, one in Tifton, Georgia, and one in Blackwell, South Carolina. Our treatments are listed on the right. We have a series of what we call progressive and regressive foliar treatment regimes. For example, if we look at the bottom yellow row, we have a treatment which is listed 0, 7, 14, 21, and 28. What that treatment is at emergence, at 0 days after emergence, we applied 0.2 pounds of acephate. We also applied acephate again at 7 days after emergence, 14 days after emergence, 21 and 28 days after emergence. If we move up to the green boxes, you see a treatment 7, 14, 21, and 28. We made our first application of acephate at 7 days after emergence, and then three additional weekly applications. We also, another treatment delayed until 14 days after emergence. So we kind of delayed treatment by 1 week all the way out to 28 days after emergence. The additional yellow boxes would represent applications where we sprayed at day zero only. So we provided protection just for that one foliar spray versus two foliar sprays, three, and so forth. Now, we compared that to our standard at-plant treatment in Georgia, which is Timic at about 5 pounds. That's the primary at-plant insecticide used in our state, listed next to the bottom. And we also had Timic plus the five foliar applications of acephate in this trial. Now, we treated both of these locations, four nematodes, with Telone prior to planting. Treatments where we applied the foliar applications of acephate did not have an insecticide seed treatment. They basically only had a fungicide package. These plots were set up in a randomized complete block design with four reps. We made thrips counts, thrips damage ratings, took plant heights. We actually took dry weights of seedlings about 5 weeks after emergence. And then we harvested the plots for yield. We actually did a first and a second pick to try to identify any differences in maturity. Here's just a shot of our location in Tifton. We actually had moderate to high pressure, and we had very obvious differences amongst our plots at the Tifton location. On this particular chart, I'm illustrating the adult and immature thrips populations at each of our locations. Georgia's represented on the left. These are our counts for our untreated plots. It's interesting to me, at both locations, we saw the immature populations peak about 7-8 days after the adult populations peaked. And I guess that, when we understand thrips biology, that would make sense. But one of the things I want to point out here is in Georgia, we had what I would consider a moderate to high population. In South Carolina, we'd probably say a low to moderate population. Our current threshold for thrips in Georgia is 2 to 3 per plant, and I believe that's used in South Carolina as well. The other point I want to make about the two locations is our maximum number of thrips peaked in Georgia at about 9 days after emergence. And we were maybe approaching one-leaf cotton at that time. With Jeremy's trial in South Carolina, his maximum number of thrips peaked about 16 days after emergence, and that was two-leaf cotton at that location. This is just a slide illustrating thrips counts for the various treatments, and it's somewhat busy, but the red bar represents the thrips counts for our untreated plots. Now, the yellow bar, that's where we initiated our foliar sprays, our full regime of foliar sprays. We sprayed actually 5 times on a weekly interval. If you notice the green bar there on the 13th of May, that's when the first application was made to that treatment. And you can see the corresponding reduction in thrips. So what I really wanted to say is we did manipulate these thrips populations to a point. But with these foliar treatments, we really were unable to keep them below our threshold of 2 to 3 per plant, which is highlighted by the dashed line. But that's when we delayed treatments on weekly intervals. And I also had a set of treatments where we would make an application for 1 week or make applications for 2 weeks. And again, it's interesting to me, and I'll show you in a little more detail, just the single application at day zero, which is represented by the yellow bar, actually did a fairly decent job of reducing our thrips. Here's the thrips counts with our Timic and Timic Plus Orthene. Again, Timic is a very consistent product in Georgia. It does a very good job at reducing thrips numbers, and it actually maintained thrips populations below thresholds for about 4 weeks after planting. We really didn't see much more of a reduction when we made these repeated applications of Orthene on the Timic, as again, you can only kill them once, I suppose. I'm going to show just quickly just a little bit of our data, and this is data for visual damage ratings. And this particular data set is from Georgia at 35 days after emergence. And this damage rating was made on a scale of 1 to 5. And when we make damage ratings in Georgia, we somewhat calibrate ourselves where 3 is acceptable. Okay? 5 basically would be dead plants. But 3 would be, a rating of 3 is something that I probably would encourage a grower to treat that cotton if damage is above a 3. If we look at these various treatment regimes, any foliar treatment program which received an application at day 0 or received an application which were initiated at day 7 significantly reduced thrips damage. Now if we compare the various treatments with Timic alone, which had a damage rating of 2.1, it was significantly lower than most of the foliar treatments. Okay, so our foliar treatments did not provide as good a control as the Timic, but they were significantly better than the Czech. And there was basically no difference in our damage ratings whether we sprayed once with a foliar insecticide at day 0 or whether we sprayed 5 times on a weekly interval. We took dry weights at both locations. Again, this is 35 days after emergence in Georgia. Very similar trend. Any foliar treatment regime sprayed at day 0 or initiated at day 7 significantly increased plant dry weights at 35 days after emergence. When compared with Timic alone, a couple of those treatments which are underlined are statistically similar to the Timic treatment. But again, the important point here, which really jumps out at me, is that day 0 treatment very early in that seedling's development is extremely important. When we look at yields, we did harvest these plots twice. There was basically no difference in the percent of yield which was accomplished with our first pick, but only the Timic and the Timic plus Orthane significantly improved yield compared with the untreated. The addition of Orthane, again, 5 applications of Orthane with the Timic basically yielded the same as Timic alone. But again, looking at this data, the trend is very apparent how important that spray that went on at day 0 is. Providing control at emergence, just a single application of acephate, 16-13, versus 5 sprays at 0, 7, 14, 21, 28 days after emergence, basically yielded exactly the same. Let's move over to South Carolina briefly. And again, populations weren't as high in South Carolina, but a very similar trend is apparent. These are thrips damage ratings. Jeremy used a scale of 0 to 10. His scale, although numerically a little different, about a 5 is where Jeremy or Dr. Green would probably recommend a foliar application of insecticide. But if you look at thrips damage ratings, any foliar treatment regime that was sprayed at day 0, whether it was 1 time or 5 times, significantly reduced thrips damage compared with the untreated. And basically, they were statistically similar to Timic. If you look at his plant dry weights, a little bit of a different picture. In terms of plant dry weights, foliar treatment regimes that were initiated at day 0 needed to be sprayed at day 7 and day 14 as well before we saw a significant improvement in plant dry weights compared with the untreated. You didn't see any significant differences in yield at the South Carolina location. Just a lot of variability there. But just somewhat in conclusion, when we look at these two locations, I think it's very important for us to understand that each environment or each field is actually very distinct or very unique. In my mind, variability in thrips population dynamics is going to require for us to properly scout to make effective decisions. I do believe these data support the hypothesis that protection during very early stages of seedling development are most important. Protection, you know, 3 weeks after emergence seems to be much less important or much less critical. One other thing that I didn't include in this presentation, but that I found very interesting, at the Georgia location, we had a severe outbreak of spider mites that occurred on seedling cotton. And again, we were making a lot of foliar applications of acephate at this location, and we had a very difficult time just maintaining this plot once we terminated our treatments, but probably that was again due to these multiple acephate sprays. With that, I'll stop and probably went over. In our, you know, in Georgia, we've done a lot of work comparing seed treatments with Timic. I think we're fairly comfortable in how they perform. In terms of control, we usually see about 3 weeks of control with a seed treatment, whether it's thimethoxam or imidacloprid. We get a control for about 3 weeks after planting. With Timic, we typically get 4 weeks plus control of thrips. The higher the rate, the more residual we'd see. Timic in general is a little more active than the seed treatments, and this gets back to environment. Where we have a very rapidly growing seedling, protection for 3 weeks is all we need because the plant is off to a real fast start in terms of growth. Where we have delayed growth, you know, a lot of times we see more of a benefit from that added residual and more activity associated with Timic. But when we pull all our data together, we do have a slight advantage for yields for Timic compared to the seed treatments in our state. We pulled that together for the last several years. Did that answer your question? Thank you.